Rock and roll football
on Absolute Radio
with Matt Ford and Matt Dyson.
Hello and welcome to the Rock and Roll Football Podcast with Matt Ford and Gary Lineker.
We're
going to have an hour-long chat about the Stop the Boats policy and Suella Braverman's agenda. Nat! I'm actually joined by Chris Skull. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Matt. Thanks for having me.
We're broadcasting and you're listening to a podcast. We're basically the only football show left in Britain.
Everyone's saying we're kings of the airwaves, and who are we to disagree?
Absolutely. If the one good thing that comes out of all this is that we get to boost our careers on the back of it, then je suis Gary. Strange day, really. The story's still escalating.
It's mad. It's been escalating for 24 hours. Every time you think, now it's as bad as it's ever going to get, and then something else will happen.
I just want to know where it all ends.
It ends with us being the only thing on air anywhere in the world.
I mean, from our point of view, good.
Worst thing's going to happen.
From listeners' point of view, enjoy the show.
Brace yourselves. It's time for the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
Welcome to the only live football show in the country.
Yeah, that's it.
Should we go on strike? How does it work?
They're like in Forrest Gump when all the other shrimping boats get caught up in the storm. And they're like, Forrest Gump becomes a millionaire. This is us. There's nothing else on the airwaves.
We are the Bubba Gump
of football. Broadcast.
Well, not that you will hear any of this anywhere else. So enjoy. Welcome all these millions of new listeners that have had to come from other stations to listen to us. A load of football today, and here to preview it is Chris Skull.
With the news that Elton John will play his final UK gig at Glastonbury this summer still fresh in our minds, we've got some Saturday fixtures for you across the show, starting with bottom of the league, Bournemouth are at home to Liverpool. And as we've explained, the hosts are currently 1-0 up. Oh, dear. It's a human sad when things go wrong to start booing your team at the top of your lungs, and nowhere has more practice at this than Goodison Park, where Everton fans might get another chance to curse the team today as the Toffees take on Brentford, who are in fine form and staying at the lower end of the table. Leeds United fans will be hoping for a result that could pull them closer to Premier League safety.
Oh my God.
They take on Brighton at Elland Road at 3, and Leicester will host an underperforming Chelsea side this afternoon, with Graham Potter's men languishing in mid-table and Champions League qualification seemingly well out of sight. I guess that's why they call them the Blues. Oh. At 3 p.m, Tottenham Hotspur host Matt Ford's Nottingham Forest, with rumours abound that Spurs boss Antonio Conte is soon to depart from White Hart Lane. Maybe they'll get a replacement. There's plenty like him to be found. And in the Championship, it's a little bit funny. The top of the table, Burnley, are at home to bottom of the table, Wigan Athletic, with accumulators throughout the country banking on a win for the Clarets in that one. At Bramall Lane, second place Sheffield United will hope promotion chasing Luton Town don't go breaking their hearts, with the Hatters looking to cement their playoff place. And in League One, Sheffield Wednesday fans will know it's been a long, long time since their top of the table.
What team was that?
Long day. Rocket Men.
Rocket Men
lost the league game, but they'll face a stern test at Fratton Park this afternoon against Portsmouth, and Plymouth Argyle fans will be hoping they feel the love tonight with victory away to fellow promotion hopefuls Barnsley, as all these teams and more look to find their place on the path unwinding in the circle. The circle of Absolute Radio Rock and Roll Football with Matt Ford and Chris Skull.
Oh, yes! Scully!
Here we go!
Oh!
We own the airwaves. We own the airwaves.
I love it. Whenever you do these, that some of the... You forget the tunes of the ones you see and just going, think it's going to be a long time. But it's great.
Thanks.
Well done. Mate. Gary Gate is trending on Twitter.
Oh, man.
It sounds like something you put at the bottom of your garden to keep him out.
Do you know, it's just been announced, I saw on the Newswires, that Gary Lineker's taken today. He's going to go off and just watch Leicester today. He's just gone off to watch it.
Has he gone to the game?
He's gone to the game, yeah.
Wow.
Just, yeah, breaking news. There you go, an exclusive. There's no other live radio today, so that is, people will be astounded to learn that.
I wonder, you know what I like about it? The thing that I find really funny about it is just like the escalation of it. Oh, you know, totally. When a news story just keeps getting bigger, that's what I love about it, is that you go, all right, he's not doing much today, and they're like, they're all not doing it, and then there's no football at all on the BBC, and then you're like, what? How does this keep, like, are all local radio not going to cover it? I don't know what's going on now.
No, how bad can it get?
You know, it'd be really funny, there'll be conversations now in every, like, local BBC office. They began, should we send someone to the Kidderminster game or not? Like, should we, like, just sweet Gary? Do we, like, not? At what point does this stop? Would the BBC ever show football ever again?
I know. I can't see how we get out of this situation. No one's going to break the picket line at this point.
And then do other sports get involved?
But should we stay on air? Because this is a huge moment for us.
You're right. I think whenever there's huge opportunity.
7 days on air. We should stay on air until Gary Lineker comes back.
You're such a cockney because you're like, your whole point is you see this and you go, how do I make a few quid out of this? Let's just do like 24-hour football broadcasting on Absolute Radio. Yeah. Oh, it's an idea. Maybe not. But I don't know. No one knows where this is going to end. That's what's so great.
I can't figure out how it's going to end.
Does he come back? Do they fire him? Genuinely, do all those people not go back on the BBC again?
Because even if Gary does go, then all the others will go with him.
Yeah.
So there is no logical end to this scenario.
And then what if, like, all sport goes on strike, and then news goes on strike, and then EastEnders are like, we are not going to...
It's all the BBC top brass have to go, or Lineker and Shearer and Wrighty are going. Somewhere there's going to be a wasteland.
Do you know what I love about it?
All I'm saying is we should stay on air until they figure
100%.
It out.
100%. We should make some money out of it. It's Chris Skull's idea. Pound signs in his ears. I love it because it'll come up at Prime Minister's Question, and I love it like when a story just becomes like the biggest. And this wasn't the biggest story in the country, but now it is.
5 p.m. yesterday, I said, I don't really get why this is a big deal. Is this a big deal?
And well, now
it's now.
It is now.
It is now. Huge.
West Ham at home to Aston Villa tomorrow.
Oh, I hate being in a relegation battle. It's like a sick feeling, just like stays with you throughout the week. And I don't look forward to the games. I get scared.
Really?
Yeah, relegation battles. They're just. So anxiety-inducing.
It is. Horrible. I mean, last Sunday's football was amazing. The Forest-Everton game was bonkers. And then Liverpool-Man United. Oh, you know what? I actually enjoyed more watching Graeme Souness and Jamie Carragher wind up Gary Neville afterwards. That was such amazing. Have you seen it?
Yes, it's so good.
The bit where he goes, you've had your victory, James. Enjoy it. Enjoy it. And Souness goes, I think he just called you James. Gary, look, how can you say that United have lost 7-0 and you can't even praise Liverpool? It's so fun. Just look at them like little school kids. It was amazing. I enjoyed that more than the game. But I agreed with Neville. It wasn't like a 7-0 game.
No, yeah, I felt the same. They expected goals. It was like 3 or 4. They beat them well. But 7-0 was a bit flattering.
It wasn't like they was completely flat. It was just like a normal game of football that ended 7-0.
Yeah, it happens. It happens sometimes.
It was so much fun watching it. So, who knows what happened today? Forest away at Spurs. What do you think?
Oh, no. No chance. I had to break it to you.
You what?
I don't think you got a chance.
Of what?
Winning. Getting anything.
Really?
So, yeah, I fancy them today.
Why?
I don't know. Well, I saw your boys come to the home of football, London Stadium, and get tonked 4-0.
Stop
4-0.
Calling it that! You're doing it ironically, aren't you?
I'm trying to popularise it.
It's not even the home of... Athletics. It's not even the home of the Olympics anymore. Don't you all hate the stadium, though? Isn't that the whole thing?
We've come to love it. We've come to love it. I'm taking you tomorrow. You're going to be a guest of honour.
Cannot wait.
The London Stadium.
Will I get paraded on the pitch with my belts?
Yes.
So is it free booze?
Well, we'll have to find out tomorrow.
What, don't you know?
Well, I suspect it might be, but like, well, you know, we
I'm happy
know.
To pay for my own, but I was just like...
Yeah, good, but be prepared to pay for your own.
Okay, damn it. Now, my journey in today was very smooth. I don't know if yours was, Chris.
Yeah, lovely.
Nice and smooth. Producer Liam, however, was on the train down from the West Midlands to London. And Liam, breaking news, we understand that there was an event on your train.
There was a big event. There was a fight.
Oh, my God.
Troublemaker. Yeah. Troublemaker.
Football boys?
I don't think so. If they were, they wasn't sporting colours. You know,
okay.
it was undercover. You know, hooligans. If so, but two old boys, 65 plus, I would say.
And what was the row over? Just space.
Space. It was a busy.
What
train.
Like? Should we go there? Explore it.
James Webb Telescope.
The moon landings are fake. What do you say?
Well, it's a very busy train, so we're kind of like all, you know, like touch tight, man marking each other.
Touch tight.
And they're both quite large gentlemen, and they both got in a disagreement. You sort of see them start jostling.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Like a fight for their
space. Excuse me, mate.
And then it all started kicking off. But they couldn't get their arms up to actually properly fight. So it's like, it was like watching two fish have a fight. Because they kind of just started thrusting into each other.
In my mind, it's like two T-Rexes trying to have a hand fight.
Yeah.
Exactly that.
The little hands.
It was more like erotic than it was violent.
Was it?
Say.
And you found it erotic?
Not for me. I just mean,
what, for everyone else?
Yeah, everyone else.
What? And how did you de-escalate it? Did you get involved?
Yeah. Oh, well, I basically said there's not enough room to fight.
Did you really?
No, she said that.
Oh, what a lovely.
But then
everyone
was getting involved, and then there was like, it was almost like we had to treat one of them like a toddler and put him on time out and put someone in between the two of them. I thought, I'm not getting in the middle of it because that would kill me. So this lady,
whatever. Mate, that's the least woke solution.
Well, she volunteered. I'm
not
getting in the middle of it.
Was it scary?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah.
And were people, was it like noisy?
Yeah, no. Everyone was looking up to our. It wasn't a carriage, it was in the middle bit.
Was it before lunch?
Yeah.
That's weird, isn't it? Fighting in the morning.
Do you think that's what it is? A bit of food might have calmed it down.
Yeah.
Like a Snickers advert. You know it yourself.
I said his Weetabix.
And then did they get off at the same stop?
It all got off at London, yes.
And then was there any afters on the platform?
I didn't stick around to see, but not to my knowledge, no.
Wow, fights on trains. Because you see it on the tube quite a lot, and it's basically the same. People are just crammed in and then they lose their mind.
Passive-aggressive. Yeah, it's all a bit unspoken sometimes.
But this is like directly aggressive. This is like,
I mean, it was entertaining as well.
I love it. I love the fact that
it was scary, but you can't look away. He's like watching a really sort of like, you know, horror movie.
Yeah.
You can't look away, but you want to.
The train.
But I mean, if it wasn't as busy, it would have been a good fight.
But and do you think they would have actually started punching each other?
100%. They physically couldn't get their arms up.
Have you ever seen a fight on public transport?
Yeah, loads. Definitely down the years, of course. It's funny with those fights, like, I fight when there's a disagreement, you basically, my tactics are pretend it's not happening until it's like, okay, this is massively escalating, got to get involved here.
And would you say, hey, fellas, now, come on.
Yeah, geezers. Hey, calm down, hey.
Well, have you ever seen a fight on public transport?
Yeah,
Texas, 8-12-15. Have you intervened?
Yeah.
God. Because it's the sort of thing I'd be too scared, I think.
Really?
Maybe.
Well, you get taxis everywhere, don't you? Uber Premium.
All right.
You've never been in a train in years.
What are you on about? I get the train all the
time.
You're
not. You've left your working class roots well behind.
Oh, my word.
How much is a loaf of bread?
I don't eat bread. But I tell you what, the pack of wholemeal wraps that I get is about £1. That I make my tofu. Oh, okay, you're right.
Yeah,
I'm middle class. It's the end of it. Leroy's cousin has been in touch. Okay. He said Leroy got 45 hours community service for fighting on a train. He threw a Belgian bun at someone for playing Chris de Burgh on the quiet carriage, and it dramatically escalated from there. What? That's got to be a wind-up. There's someone winding me up out there.
Imagine that going to court, you're on the jury, and you're just like hearing all this evidence. It's that Belgian bun, Chris de Burgh.
But, you know, I've often thought, when people play loud music on public transport, it's universally terrible music. I've always thought, if they were playing loud music that I liked, would I react differently to it? I remember being on a train once, and someone was playing Kenny Rogers, The Gambler, full blast, and it was amazing. You got to know when to hold. I was like, this is great. They played good music, lad. Maybe that's the compromise.
Yeah.
They just play something else.
When they were playing Kenny Rogers, The Gamblers, did you go up to them and go, thanks for this, you're playing some bangers here.
Do you know what? It was a packed train, like standing room only, so I couldn't get to them. But had I walked past them, absolutely. I might have given them a fiver. It's like busking, isn't it? But like, man. So text on 8-12-15 if you've ever seen a fight on public transport and whether you've intervened. Stacey says, I saw a fight on the Metropolitan line years ago. The victor simply said, get off, you Harrow person, and shoved him off at Harrow on the Hill. One way to end it.
Did he decide that person was a Harrow person? Or did that?
I guess so. I mean, we need more details from Stacey, I guess. I mean, Leroy's... I want to know what Chris de Burgh song... What Chris de Burgh song played loud would make you throw a Belgian bun at someone?
It's got to be Lady in Red, isn't it?
I would never throw food at anyone.
for playing Lady in Red?
Eat it! Eat the bun and just... Well, don't assault them, obviously. It's
a bit
illegal.
Embarrassing, isn't it, playing Chris de Burgh? I mean, it's not the sort of statement you want to make publicly. I like this song, do you know what I mean? Play it aloud. You're fully deserving of a Belgian bun.
Do you think?
Yeah, that's the right punishment, actually. I would say a Belgian bun in the face is bang on.
Has anyone ever thrown food at you?
Yeah, I got egged once.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, Chris.
I think we talked about it last time.
Yeah, I think we did, actually, yeah.
Another time, someone tried to egg me and I dodged it, like something out of The Matrix. A time slowed down and I was able to dodge the eggs. I'd say it's my finest athletic performance. I've never been so agile in my life.
And did it then hit the person behind you?
No, it hit the ground.
Just hit some old lady.
Dodging them like The Matrix and bullets was unbelievable.
And did they say, wow, you're really good at this?
No, it was unsaid, but I felt it.
Dodge the egg and then they punch you in the face. I once was attacked before getting on a bus. I ever told you that? I got MRSA.
What? From a bus stop?
No. So, it was one of the weirdest days of my life. So a few years ago, I had really bad skin. And my ex would got really bad on my face. And I went on Adrian Charles's radio show. I'd never met him before. He said, I'll never forget, he went, you're scratching like a bear up a fuzzy tree. He goes, I know a dermatologist, you should see her. Anyway, he gets me an appointment with this dermatologist. He says, you've got really bad skin infections. I'm going to have to put you on antibiotics, but I'll take a swab of it in the meantime. Anyway, I go back 2 weeks later, she's like, it's MRSA of
what?
The skin.
What?
The hospital superbug. Yeah. She was like, it's nothing to...
In your skin?
Yeah. I mean, I actually burst out laughing. I was like, this is insane. I would never have guessed it was MRSA. So I go to the pharmacy at the hospital and they give me this scrub and stuff and all these pills. So I'm like, oh my God, I've got MRSA. And I remember just thinking, I can't wait to tell my mate. It's quite a funny thing. I'm walking down the street and I'm on the phone to Paul McCaffrey, friend of the show. And this guy walks past me on a Pelican Crossing and he looks at me right in the eye and spits at me full in the face. I was
What?
I said to Paul, some guy's just spat at me in the face. So I turned around and I was like, mate, what is going on? And there is no other way to describe. He was, livid. His eyes were just wild with rage. And he drops his bag and just runs for me. Yeah. Arms out like a zombie. I was like, he's going to kill me. I thought, I'm going to get stabbed or shot. I genuinely was petrified. So I'm running. This is South London, down some big long road. And I'm just screaming for help. I'm just running going, help! 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 People are coming out of shops. I'm running so fast I trip over. He grabs all my stuff, throws it in, all my medication for my MRSA, throws it into the traffic, starts literally crawling for me.
What?
I was like, what is going on? Who is this guy? I leg it. A bus driver sees what's happening, peeps her horn, gets me on. And I'm just like, oh my God. I just like, this has all happened. I've got MRSA. And then I've just been spat at by some guy I don't know. And then he's like, I've fallen over. I'm like, what? Then the police are coming the other way by pure chance. It's an armed response unit. She flags them down. I'm explaining it. This guy's still walking down the street. So they cuff him.
Oh my.
I was like, this is just mad. This is absolutely mad. So then I'm telling the police everything. And he's like, do you know the guy? I'm like, no. They go through his bag and he's Finnish from Finland. And he'd been sleeping rough. I don't think he was altogether there, right? And I said, can you ask him why he's done it? Why he spat at me? And the copper talked to him a bit. And then the policeman comes up to me and went, apparently you've been slagging him off. I was like, well, of course I haven't. I don't know him. I don't live round here. Anyway, so they nick him. I go and give a statement. I mean, in the end, nothing happened. But I just think he was, troubled man.
All your medication was all over the road. You had to go around picking it up.
This was the thing. So I go back to the pharmacy. I was like, I've just been mugged. Can I? And they were like, all right, OK, there's an hour wait. I was like, I've just been mugged in the street. They're like, yeah, there's just a bit of a queue at the moment. So I just sit there. And then at the end, when they give it me, I was like, it's really kind of unreasonable. I was like, I've just been the victim of a disgusting crime. you could have done that a bit quicker. They're like, oh yeah, sorry. They just literally didn't care.
So your forehead had spit and MRSA in a week.
What a mad day. What a mad day. I get diagnosed with MRSA and then I get spat at by some guy from Finland.
Imagine if
I've been slagging him off.
What if the spit went in your MRSA face and you went into the pharmacy, they went, oh mate, it's cured.
Imagine.
Get the police. Get that guy back.
Can you beat that?
No, wow, what a story.
I don't know. I can't believe I've never told you that story
that
before.
It's unbelievable.
It's almost too mad a story to tell. Do you know what I mean? It's there's too many bits to it. I got mentioned in Parliament that day. So
What about, not about that.
It was because I was doing a stand-up show at the time that had the word Brexit in the title. And Facebook wouldn't let me advertise it because they said it counted as political advertising. I was like, it's not. It's a comedy show. So an MP was like, I got dragged into a debate on advertising on Facebook and algorithms and stuff. Yeah. So then my phone was going mad. People were like, I was like, that's not even the weirdest thing that's happened to me today. It's been spat at.
Not even close.
Oh, life.
What a story.
A goal at Goodison, Scully.
Yes, Dwight McNeil has put Everton 1-0 up, and Spurs have put the ball in the back of the net, Richarlison, but goal ruled offside on VAR. It is 0-0 between Spurs and Forest still.
Remember the whole thing with Richarlison in the home fixture? When he started doing keeping up his during the game.
I like that. I like Richarlison. I like that aggro.
I don't mind that. Also, when Johnson wiped him out for doing it, I also liked that. As I defend his right to do keeping up his, I also defend Johnson's right to steamroller him. But that's right, Spurs have been
denied
by VAR. Offside, was it, or something? Who cares?
Offside, I think. Offside.
VAR's great, isn't it?
I've got used to it now.
I love it.
The one thing I do enjoy is that if your team concedes a goal, you've always got that... Oh, there might be something here.
Yeah.
It's not over yet.
Also, without sounding middle class, but when one goes to a game as a neutral... So I went to watch Spurs-Chelsea the other week, and I said, I hope we get a bit of VAR. Especially in a stadium where they've got massive screens. You're like, wow, yeah. VAR! And you're like, what's going on? I love controversy, talking points. Do you know what I mean? And there's more of that now, isn't there?
Yeah.
They've basically doubled the amount of talking points.
Yeah.
God, I love it. I really, really love it. Apart from when it goes against us, and I hate it. That's fair, isn't it?
Yeah, that's fair. Now, one thing I wish is, like, when they're judging the VAR and doing the lines and that, why don't they put that in the stadium?
Was it, yes.
I want to see the maths as it happens. Like, oh, let's have a look at that. Yes. Zoom in on that.
Yes. Also, and I wouldn't go, like, full rugby on it, but I would like to hear the conversation. They should pipe it in.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're just going to measure his toenail and his armpit, and also I'd love to hear that.
Do you think in the VAR room they're listening to the commentary? This is something I've always wondered. Do you think sometimes the commentary can lead them to think, like,
of course
who
it
knows?
Could. If they're listening to it, of course it could. So do they watch it without the commentary?
Yeah, that'd be interesting.
Stockley. I'd love to go to, you know, for me, Stockley Park is like, where did Alan Turing break?
Bletchley Park.
Bletchley, yeah. I kind of, my brain stores it in the same place. Like, these
huge
amazing
Enigma
parks.
Machine running all these VAR decisions. It's just mannequins sat in chairs. And they think, oh, yeah, someone's made that decision. No, it's not. It's a big Enigma machine.
The Rock and Roll Football Podcast with Matt Ford and Matt Dyson.
Oh, well, Gary Lineker's at the Walker Stadium and he's just witnessed Chelsea go 1-0 up against his boys Leicester City. Ben Chilwell on the score sheet, 15 minutes played.
Oh, and Forest cruising to a stunning 0-0 victory away at Tottenham Hotspur. Derby County losing 1-0 away to Oxford United. That's got to hurt, hasn't it?
Yeah, and Millwall have just gone 1-0 up against Reading, so that hurts as well.
I'd love Millwall to get promoted this year. Millwall in the Premier League.
What are you on about? No.
The authority. What? Oh, you hate them, don't you?
Yeah.
I think that's such. Oh, man. Millwall in the Premier League.
Oh, don't.
Can you imagine the jitters that would send through government?
There's enough going on in the world. We don't need this.
I know, but there's an element. The banter element is strong, isn't it? There's part of you that thinks, like, you can't. Imagine Americans. Millwall? Yeah, I'm going to be a Millwall fan.
I've seen them on Green Street. Remember that film?
Wasn't that about West Ham?
Elijah Wood, yeah. Worst Cockney accent since Dick Van Dyke.
And then there's the guy. Who's the other main guy? The quite good-looking blonde skinhead.
Yeah, I can't remember
his accent's all over the place because he's like Cockney at the start and then posh at the end. So you go, all right, Gage, do you want a couple of pints down the pub? Like, where is this voice from, mate?
Charlie Hunnam.
Charlie Hunnam. Just slagged him off now. Where is he from?
Newcastle.
From Newcastle.
Is he?
Originally.
Well, there's no excuse not getting the accent right. I thought he was from American.
I thought it was American.
He grew up in America.
I'm glad we're having this. This is like pub chat on live on air. All right, it's from America. If you know where Charlie Hunnam's from, do let us know. But actually, what I do want to ask you is, did you see the story this week about this criminal who got caught with stakes in his pocket?
Yeah. What?
Guy in Salford. Just the police shook him down. He's just got, like, cooked meat and raw meat in his pockets.
Was it just loose? So it wasn't in, like, a wrapper?
I think some of it was in wrappers. Some of it may have been loose. But just, I mean, what is in your pocket? What do you keep in yours?
I'm always getting in trouble. I carry too much stuff. Big wallet, big phone, chunky keys. I'm like a park keeper. Like, it's something... Like today, I've got a phone charger in
there.
Like
a caretaker.
As well. Yeah,
are you jangling down the street?
You can hear me rattling hours before I actually turn up.
I try not do that. But in my trouser pocket, I've usually just got tissues. Is that gross?
No.
That's all right, isn't it?
Do you remember the two things I always try to keep on me? Vaseline in the winter, if you get dry lips, and a phone charger, because you never know.
Yeah.
You never know. And headphones.
Headphones, charger,
Vaseline, and it's basically good for anything, any circumstance.
Are we talking about just like those little circular pots of Vaseline,
not
a big kilogram tub, just like slapping it all over
your baby's bottoms?
Text us on 8015. We need to find who's got the best thing in their pocket in the country.
We'll decide right now.
Yeah. Text on 8015. Tell us what's in your pocket, and we will. By the end of the show, we will decide who's got the best thing in their pocket. Done. You're listening to a football show.
Live.
Not available on the BBC. A goal at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium.
Yes, and it's for Harry Kane. Tottenham Hotspur 1, Forest 0. I'll read one out in League 1. Portsmouth 0, Sheffield Wednesday 1. Top of the league, Sheffield Wednesday. That's a big goal in League 1.
Derby have equalised against Oxford United. Scott Sinclair has scored for Bristol Rovers away at Forest Green. They went in 2-1.
He must be 50.
I always like it when Harry Kane scores, but obviously not against Forest. I love him so much.
I know.
But not today,
not
Harry.
Today.
Please stop
Come
it.
On.
Just stop it. Text on 8-12-15. What is in your pocket after a thief got caught with loads of meat in his pockets this week in Salford? Who has got the most interesting pockets listening? Text us on 8-12-15. Producer Liam, what do you have in your pockets?
I got a wallet.
That's a thick wallet.
That
What's
a
you
thick
got in
wallet.
That? Are you an international businessman?
Not
have
much
that
money.
Many cards.
It's cash
like, it's
dollar.
Like, it's like club cards, next card,
Blockbuster video cards.
All of them, yeah.
Boots Advantage.
That's lasted me a long time. That's about 10 years old, Dave.
Wow.
It's good for
well
a
done, yeah. That's right.
Is it Hard Rock Cafe? Is it Hard Rock?
Yeah, wow, yeah, it's a little, present from my girlfriend, yeah.
From which Hard Rock Cafe?
No idea. I should remember. I think it was in America somewhere.
Very cool.
Yeah. I've also got a phone.
Yeah.
Tissues as well.
Tissues.
Very, very sickly boy. Yeah. And that's quite a cool one. I've got.
What's that?
It's like an admission sticker for a jazz bar that I recently frequented.
Oh, wow, God.
Right.
Oh, wow.
So, but why have you still got that in your pocket?
That's why he's no good in a fight. Going to jazz club.
I was just scattering. It just reminds me of a nice night.
Yeah. So you keep it on you at all times?
No, I haven't washed his jeans in a while.
Oh, how often do you wash your jeans?
I don't know. Every 2 weeks, I'm going to
say. Oh, that's not bad.
I'm looking around for, like, you know.
That's good.
Joe, I'm going to a wedding after this, so I put on this blazer. And when I put my hand in the pocket, it was an order of service to a wedding I went to about 4 years ago. This is the last time I wore that, I think.
So you only wear it for weddings?
Yeah, well, I have to. Yeah.
Wedding blazers.
Do you know, that's actually me. I wore that blazer at our wedding me and you went to, where I got so drunk. This is the most drunk I've ever been in my life. I was wearing this blazer. I know there wasn't enough food at the wedding, I will say this. And I was drinking, what are those, the caffeine cocktails? The coffee cocktail?
Oh,
no.
Espresso martinis.
I was drinking espresso martinis non-stop for about 4 hours. And then I went outside to get some fresh air and it just hit me like a ton of bricks. And I fell over in the car park. It was in Italy. And I had to call my father-in-law to come get me. And then I kept falling asleep in the car and forgetting that it was my father-in-law driving. Kept calling him drive. I thought he was a taxi driver.
I mean, you said that I was middle class early, but like, I was at a wedding and it was in Italy. I had so many espresso martinis. I see you, mate.
Oh, dear. Back to Tottenham Hotspur Stadium, where it's now 2-0 to Spurs. Harry Kane from the spot and a goal at Elland Road. Leeds United have gone 1-0 down to Brighton and Hove Albion. McAllister on the score sheet, World Cup winner. And I believe Chelsea have just scored a second. Yes, Leicester City 0, Chelsea 2. How Felix, blimey.
Breaking news, that second goal has been...
denied.
Oh, disallowed.
It's been disallowed. What is going on? Not a single 0-0 in the Premier League tonight. I mean...
great episode of Match of the Day. Oh.
I just wanted to say oh. I mean, we're all going to watch it, I guess. Morbid curiosity.
It's going to be fascinating, isn't it? What's going to happen? Opening titles and then just, here's the first match.
With no commentary.
No commentary.
It's going to be very, very strange. Text on 8-12-15. What is in your pocket? Mike in Enfield says, I have a squeaker in my pocket. My dog ripped it from his soft toy like the still beating heart of his prey. Bleak. Jackie in London says, I'm wearing a big cosy hoodie. In the pocket is a USB cable so I can plug it into my laptop and it heats up and keeps me warm. The hoodie that you can...
I've seen jackets with USB. Yeah,
what?
I've seen those.
Well, like a electric blanket.
Yeah, producer Liam's nodding his head. He knows all about this.
What's going on, Liam? He's got a mouthful of cake as well.
I'm all right, I've finished it now. You know, it's like an electric blanket, but...
dangerous, what? Plugging yourself in.
Yeah.
Like the electric chair. I mean, you've been getting electric shocks today just touching the microphone. Imagine that.
Oh, mate, don't
plugging yourself in.
Into the mainframe.
Just seems like a bad idea.
Yeah, it's like Skynet, isn't it? Terminator 2.
I often think that about electric kettles. You're plugging in water. Like, we're constantly told that you don't put water near wires.
Yeah.
The person who invented the electric kettle must have been a lunatic to say, let's stop boiling it on the hob. Let's plug that in.
Do you know what? I noticed on my toothbrush the other night, I've got an electric toothbrush. It says, like, it connects on Bluetooth. To what? What am I doing?
What do you mean it connects on Bluetooth?
I know it's got a Bluetooth thing, and I noticed that you can... What am I doing with that?
What's it got, like, tunes on
no
it?
I have no idea.
It's like a toothbrushing playlist. I don't know what you listen to, but, like, what would it be?
I don't know.
What is the point of having Bluetooth?
The world gone and got itself in a big old hurry.
Oh!
As they say on Shawshank.
Gone too far on it, all this now. Johnny in Morecambe sent us an amazing text. We've got him on the phone now. Johnny, tell us about what your dad's got in his pocket.
When I was born, 57 years ago, one of his relatives in Canada gave him a Canadian silver dollar. And he put it in his pocket, and he's carried it round ever since, and he's 87 now, so he's had it in his pocket 57 years.
57 years!
And it's now just about the size of about a 10-pence piece.
Yeah.
With no markings on it at all. It's just like a little metal disc that he's still got in his pocket.
That's really cool. So, different pairs of trousers, I guess, when he puts them in the wash, so then he's just always...
Yeah, definitely different trousers.
Do you want to be clear on that?
Yeah.
He actually hasn't changed since the day you were born.
I blame my bald head on that.
Why?
Because as the silver dollars worn down, my hairs fell out.
So you think he's got a lot of magical powers?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I started going bald when I was about 18. And I said, will you please take that silver dollar out of your pocket? It's juicing my head.
And Johnny!
He just finds it dead funny.
Well, so do we.
My silver dollar's got more hair out of my pockets than you've got on your head.
I've got to ask, how's he never lost it? Like coming home drunk after a night out or, you know, hole in the pocket?
My old man loses nothing. Nothing. He's still got his marbles.
Apart from your hair.
Yeah.
Johnny, you're a hero. Yeah, have a great weekend.
And you, boys.
You're listening to the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
I met a Burnley fan this week. You know, one of those things where I felt like, you know, when a politician pretends to like football and they talk about it in a way that's completely alien. Like, oh, yeah, you're off to the match with the boys. You know, just like, oh, people don't really talk like that. And nice guy, and he said he was a Burnley fan. Now, like most fans of clubs that are in the Premier League, the moment we were at the Championship, I do not look at that league table at all. And I went, do you think you'll go up? And he went, are you kidding? And I was like, I've got no idea where you are. And then we're 17 points clear of the playoffs. Of course we're going up. I was like, I felt myself blush. I was like, sorry, mate. I was like, since we left, all my masculinity drained away. Like, I had no authority for the rest of the day after that. I was like, damn it. But, I mean, I hated it when we were there.
Yeah.
You probably liked it, didn't you?
My most embarrassing thing that to me with regard to football was that Martin Allen. Do you remember Martin Allen?
Mad Dog.
He was managing, I can't remember who was managing.
Notts County.
I say Shrewsbury or someone like that. And he would still be an ambassador at West Ham on the weekends. And one time I said to him, how did you get on yesterday? And he went, oh, very well. And then a few of them laughed. And then later on I found out, no, he's been sacked 2 weeks ago.
Oh, man. It's terrible, isn't it? Because then you have to kind of go, oh, yeah. But I meant, sorry, I thought you'd gone to watch the thingy game or something. You just have to, like, try and cover. Sometimes it's best to just go, oh, God, I didn't realise.
Yes.
I got sacked 2 weeks ago. Brutal. Rock and roll football on Absolute Radio with Matt Ford and Chris.
Give it to me one more time!
Skull. Oh, I thought the song had finished. Got really annoyed with Freddie Mercury then. Freddie, please.
Not now.
Trying to have a conversation over here, mate. Mike says, hi, lads. It's Bournemouth left-back Lloyd Kelly here. I've still got Mo Salah in my pocket.
Oh, hello.
Excellent.
Hello.
We're trying to find the person who's got the best thing in their pocket. I still think Johnny in Morecambe,
dad. He's in the lead.
That's got to be the lead. Clive Silas has 4 King Charles III 50p pieces in his pocket. Got them in like a little plastic wallet. The new ones with the new king. It is weird that we've got a king now, isn't it?
I know.
Still, the king.
Still jarring. We're going to have a coronation day.
You know what I find odd about it is, because our whole life we had a queen, having a king feels like something very, very old-fashioned. The king. By appointing the king. Bow down to your king. You know what I mean? It feels like, oh, does that mean we're going to go to war?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Feels like medieval,
yeah,
doesn't it, having a king instead of a queen?
Very 1930s.
Someone says, afternoon, chaps, nothing much in my pockets, but hearing the phrase, a pot of Vaseline in your pocket and you're ready for anything, has to be the most unexpected Saturday afternoon treat, evil Gavin Redding. Andrea in Ascot Ascot or Ascot?
Ascot.
What should I ask him? It says, I always have a penknife, poo bags, nail clippers and a small tape measure in my pockets. And yes, I've checked the penknife is okay. I guess the poo bags are for a dog.
Yeah, you'd hope so. You'd hope so.
Not for yourself.
Unless you're planning to go into space or something like that, yeah.
Have you got a pet dog?
I haven't, no.
You got any pets?
No. But I live in a little area where everyone has dogs. And now I'm kind of like, oh, it'd be nice to have a dog. Just to walk it. And have an excuse to put poo bags in my pocket.
But just, I love dogs, and I really want to have one, but the poo thing is just, yeah. I can't.
If only they bred a dog that didn't poo.
Yeah.
That would be great.
Yeah.
Come on, scientists.
Come on, scientists, pull your finger out. Maybe having the finger in is what's stopping it.
Matt, and you. Rock and roll football.
I remember my uncle telling me that he's American, and he said, yeah, this guy in my school used to keep his boogers in his pocket.
Oh,
what? God. Obviously, you're like, what's a booger? A bogey. Yeah, he'd keep his boogers and put it... Awful! I mean, there are people out there. You know, whenever they catch... Sometimes there'll be like a clip of the House of Commons, you see an MP pick their nose and eat it. Like, what are you doing? Periodically, you get those clips, don't you? Like, who... I don't understand that at all.
Do you remember,
not on any level.
Was it Joachim Löw, the old Germany coach?
Yes.
Got, like, he'd pick his nose and eat it, but also got caught like scratching his bum and sniffing it.
Yes.
And...
That was mad. I mean, that's just awful. What, his mum must be just like, what? I saw that. I told you to stop doing that when you were five. You did it in your 50s, man. That's such a weird. Anything that's like, you know, dirty, I'm just like, I don't get it. Earwax and stuff like that. Just get rid of it.
I used to work in this factory when I was a kid, like, didn't work experience, and I was like 16. And in the toilet, the public toilet, like in the toilet that everyone in the factory would use, some guy was just putting bogeys on the wall next to the toilet.
Oh.
And I'm not joking. I reckon there was hundreds of bogeys.
That's disgusting.
I'm talking like a square metre wall of bogeys.
It must have just looked like loads of, you know, when like you in the summer when you get loads of bugs on your windscreen. It must have just looked like that. That's a. I mean, was signs pops and whoever keeps wiping their bogeys on the wall, can you please stop doing it?
I think that's eventually how it was handled.
What sort of factory was it?
Oh, it was actually my dad's factory.
Yeah. And what did your dad's factory make? Tissues.
Mechanical. Oh, I wish. Mechanical and electrical kind of repairs for motors and swimming pool pumps and that kind of stuff.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's really... So, I didn't realise that was your dad's history.
Yeah, there you go, yeah.
So pumps for swimming pools?
Yeah, a company's called Pumps and Motors, yeah. Check them out.
They're still going?
Yeah, they're still going, yeah.
I'm going to Google them now.
Whatever you do, don't go in the toilet when you go.
Goals in the Premier League, Chris Skull.
Is that Tottenham Hotspur 3, Forest 0 now?
It is, you know it is. Don't say it like that.
Just checking.
You're such a wind-up merc. Look at the way you sat, full attack mode.
That's not going to be good for the old goal difference, is it?
You're like some cocky Question Time panellist you are. You think you've nailed me there, don't you?
Oh, dear.
I'm cheering for Villa tomorrow, mate.
Oh, no, you're not. You cannot. A, because you'll get chucked out.
Imagine I really disgraced myself. Turned up blind drunk and was being really yobby. Villa. I would never do that.
I'd go, come here, Matt, I want to show you something. Just lock you in the cupboard, wait for you to sober up.
I'll be there going, Irons, 66. Go on, you Irons. Love the Irons. So Spurs winning 3-0 and Brighton have scored away at Leeds. They're winning 2-1.
2-1, yeah.
Chelsea beating Leicester away 2-1 and Everton winning 1-0. This is just terrible for Forest. Terrible for West Ham.
Shocker in League One. Plymouth Argyle promotion chasing. They're second place today, but they've just gone 1-0 down to Barnsley.
So, obviously we have this regular feature now, Munch of the Day. Text us on 8-12-15. What food will you be having tonight while you watch Match of the Day?
Oh, this is controversial, isn't it? Do we want to be having this feature today? I feel, in the current climate, absolute radio fans are going to go, I can't believe you're going ahead with Munch of the Day. This is what we need to think about, Matt.
I am going ahead with it. It's happening.
Wow.
8,
wow.
12, 15.
Crossing the picket line.
Really? Do you think we shouldn't do it?
Yeah, Munch of the Day. Well, tell us. You can send in your Munch of the Days or tell us what you won't be eating tonight in protest.
Breaking news. Absolute Radio have announced that their Munch of the Day feature will not happen today in solidarity with Gary Lineker.
The Seance of the Living on Rock and Roll Football. Send us your questions and Matt Dyson will summon a spirit through the void to answer them.
So, match of the day tonight. No host, no pundits, and apparently in the breaking news, maybe no commentary, because match of the day don't even have access to the global international commentary feed. It's all falling apart. And on that note, Stephen Coventry wants to summon the spirit of Alan Hansen to ask, what do you make of all this?
Well, I think it's ridiculous. I think BBC have been sloppy. Does that sound like Alan Hansen?
No, it's like Sean Connery,
isn't
it?
I think the BBC have been very sloppy, the way they've dealt with that. I think it's incredible. I don't think it sounds like him.
I can't judge yet.
Hold on. Let me try and...
That was everybody's problem. Problem with the spirits tonight.
Well, I think it's terrible from the BBC.
Do you know what? He hasn't been on TV in ages, so you've lost the source material. That might be.
You know what? I'm just going to give you Jim White. I think the BBC made a real error with this. And I think it's interesting watching a media organisation not know how to deal with the media when that is their stock in trade. And isn't it fascinating, the escalation in this story, where it basically got the miners' strike now. This is industrial action on a grand scale. At what point does football return to the BBC? Stuart Pearce, well, I know Gary very well, as Jim, And, he's a great man. Don't agree with everything he says, right? But, I agree with his right to say stuff on... you go on Twitter these days, I mean, the stuff that people say on there, it's pretty dark. he's at the tamer end of what happens on social media, I wouldn't take industrial action myself. Oh, I thought Forrest had scored then, Chris, but Leeds have... Still talking like Stuart Pearce, but at the end of the day, it'll be a good result for him if they can get a draw at home. But I think, Gary's a good bloke. I like him a lot. And that's fascinating, Stuart. So what you're saying is, because you like him, you're more inclined to agree with him. Absolutely right, Jim, And conversely, someone that I don't like, I'm less likely to agree with him. But, at the end of the day, that's life, innit? Big news at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium.
They've pulled one back. Tottenham Hotspur 3, Nottingham Forest 1, and Chelsea have added a third away to Leicester City. They lead 3-1.
But the Forest goal, Joe Worrell, the captain, with the goal. A defender scoring against Spurs. Is there time, Chris?
No, there's not.
You don't know what I'm going to say yet.
Go on, what are you going to say?
Is there time for Spurs to...
to add a fourth, hopefully.
Damn it! You... Oh, I almost swore! Munch of the day. We are doing it.
I can't believe it's going
ahead. We're doing it.
I can't believe it's going
ahead. We're doing it.
Controversy here.
Look, we're at the centre of a global news story here. 8, 12, 15. What are you going to eat? Regardless of whether you watch Match... Are we all going to... Are you going
to
watch it?
Breaking news. Match of the Day is confirmed to be 20 minutes tonight. So what are you going to eat? You're going to have to... It's a snack. It's a pot noodle at most.
I could eat three courses in 20 minutes, easy. I eat like a wolf. I eat so quickly. And I'm not... I just don't know why I eat so fast, but I do. I think I'm eating at a normal rate, but it just disappears. I remember once when John Richardson used to live in Swindon, I stayed at his house, and we ordered a curry in, and this is... I'm not exaggerating this. By the time it took him to just nip to the kitchen and get himself... plates and cutlery, he came back into the living room and I'd eaten all of mine. Garlic bread, rice and a chicken madras. The whole lot. Yeah.
Garlic bread. Garlic naan.
Yeah. What did I say? Garlic bread. Someone should do a stand-up routine about that.
Next on Rock and Roll Football, it's Munch of the Day.
Oh, it's Munch of the Day! So, what are people eating tonight? By the way, Forrester got a penalty. We joked about not enough time to maybe get an eat, but who knows? There's lots of added on time. Oh, damn. But what are people going to eat tonight, whether they are or are not watching Match of the Day? Gary in Toaster says he's going to have a toasty.
Fair enough.
Is he in the toaster?
Checks out. Sounds legit.
Ham and cheese toasty I'd have if I was him.
Yeah.
Do you know what? Is anyone too late to have this conversation now? Like Breville toasty makers.
Oh,
are they still a thing?
Yeah, I've still got one.
Have
love
you?
Them. Yeah,
how
love
often
it.
Do you use it?
It's just a bit of a faff, isn't it? Like, you've got to get the butter and the bread, chopping the tomatoes up, and it's hard work. It's a summer thing, isn't it, toasties?
Is it?
They're
hot.
I don't know.
Is that a winter thing?
No, I feel like it's something, you know, eat by the pool, maybe you're on a holiday. Cheese and ham.
What?
Toast, you know?
What are you talking about?
It's
by the pool, a toasty.
Yes. Yeah,
no.
There you go. Agree with me. It's
what?
Not a,
no.
It's a summer thing. I find it weird in the winter. I don't really think about it. You have a roast in the winter and toasties in the summer. That's how
what
it works.
Are you, no. Like, summer food is salads, ice lollies, not like hot,
no,
scalding cheese.
In Spain, in the early 90s, around the pool, cheese and ham toasty on a paper plate with a little white napkin for £2.50 or whatever it was, two pesetas, whatever it is.
Pesetas, whatever it is they use over there.
That I've been is there a since proper the 90s holiday.
Sarah says she's going to have lasagna.
Heavy.
Oh, right.
Stays on at 10:30 at night. You know, lasagna, you'd be digesting that all night.
Well, that's Sarah's wants a lasagna. Why are you slagging off everyone's choices?
You're going to wolf that down in 20 minutes. No garlic bread on that.
But why are you upset? 20 minutes is a long time to eat for. If you got one slice of lasagna... I presume Forrest missed that penalty, by the way.
Yeah, saved.
Damn it! Who took it?
Are you?
Oh, my... Disaster. Because if you score it, then all you got to do is... If they restart play, which they probably will, just go mad and try and score a third. Damn it. That's the reason I'm not going to watch
you today. Guys, go mad!
But isn't that... Actually, I think that is good advice. Just kind of like confuse the enemy. Laura says she's going to have pasta. Lots of people saying pasta tonight for Match of the Day.
You've got to watch those carbs late at night. That's what they say, isn't it?
Why? What happens?
It's just you use up a lot of energy digesting stuff. I'm pretty sure this is an accepted dietary fact.
So, but why shouldn't you have carbs late at night? What's the effect?
Because I think your body stores more. I'm not an expert. In fact, I should definitely not be answering this question. But my understanding is your body will store a lot of that energy. And then you get...
So bad for weight gain?
Yeah.
OK. Liam is having doner kebab and chips.
Oh,
now your eyes lit up there.
Doner kebab.
That's a nice summer meal there, yeah, nice. In Spain in the 90s. Doner kebab on a paper
black
plate.
Label and then get down.
Yeah, why did Carling drop the black label? Carling black label sounds so good.
Yeah.
It's the L's. And A's, Carling, Black Label.
When did they go away? When did they go? I don't remember when that left.
Late 90s, mate. We're all out of Benidorm, yeah. We're having our paper plates. What are you going to have for dinner tonight?
I've got this cheese toastie in my head.
You're going for a posh meal.
No, I didn't realise you could have it in the winter, so that's totally changed my mind.
Rock and roll football.
Podcast done.
Well, what a podcast. I've got to say, I think Johnny and Morecambe made my week.
That is mad. I can't believe he hasn't lost that.
At a time when the country needs heroes, when you need cometh the hour, cometh the balding man.
He must have dropped it at some point in his life and been like, you know, like nearly yes. down a drain. Like, amount of time, pulling stuff out of your pocket. If it's tiny, there's so many questions.
I thought that was such a good question when you asked him, thank you. How has he not lost it?
Well, I don't know who's doing Newsnight at the minute, but I imagine if they're hopefully going to resign, I'll be across the picket.
Chris, always a pleasure.
Thanks, Matt. Thanks for having me. What a day.
Always a pleasure. And please do leave a 5-star written review. Tell your friends about it. What else? What else do people have to do when they listen to podcasts?
5 stars. Tell your friends.
Tweet it.
You know.
Tweet it. Stick it on your socials. Facebook.
Demand that we host Match of the Day next week.
Yes! Start the petition. Hashtag sack Gary. Hashtag hire Matt and Chris. Have a great week.